Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast, episode 96. This is the final episode of our Deadlands Noir game, and I just had a few points to get out of the way right from the start. First off, I've had some information from the boards where I find out I'm failing to use fear level rolls when I should. Also, there's a section in here where there should have been a musical montage, but frankly, that was just a little too 80s for even me. Now, I do want to add also that Bill does a great job at storifying his rolls, especially when he fails. And look out tonight, someone does get shot in the face. I love how my players remind me that I have bennies when the bad guys miss their fellow compatriots. It's like they want things to get as, shall we say, difficult as possible. Thanks to the Smiling Jack podcast, which showed me too late that we were doing wounds wrong. A little sooner with the help next time, guys. Okay? Now don't forget, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Go to Stitcher.com and download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet. Enjoy the show.
Sounds good to me. Let's go set up. Let's go and set up at the Metairie Cemetery and wait for the evening.
I think we should set up an ambush.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, look at you guys planning ahead.
Mm-hmm.
How far away was the guy's shack from the main mausoleum?
A couple hundred yards.
A little too far. I mean,
there's some trees and things in the way.
Yeah, but understand, there's other mausoleums. We can hide in there. You can hide any number of places.
Oh, there are actual mausoleums there, too.
Yeah.
And Tommy will gladly let us into anything
we
want.
Yes, he will.
He probably will.
We go back.
Okay.
I go see Tommy again. Tommy?
Look, I told you everything.
Tommy,
yes,
hush. Quit your whining. Listen to me. I'll wipe your deck clean.
Oh. What can I do for you, Mr. Lewis?
Give us the keys to the mausoleums. Get in. And you know what? Here's $5. Take off the rest of the day. Leave early.
You want me to lock the gate when I leave?
No.
Am I going to get fired and or killed for this?
Not at all.
Hey, Louie there, buddy. Why don't we...
What if he's not here?
Why don't we just put a close sign up, but leave the gate unlocked so whoever's coming, they'll just slip in.
It's a good idea.
But yeah, put the close sign up, turn on, you know, shut things down, but leave the gate unlocked, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Can I leave now?
Help yourself.
Might be able to catch the last two races at the track.
Yep.
Cheers. Yeah, he shows you.
I'd like to give him a good tip.
What would that
tip on the races?
Go ahead.
Should I just make something up or should
Absolutely.
I roll gambling?
Whirl away in the seven.
Do you have persuasion?
No, I have taunt and gambling.
Whirl away, huh?
Roll gambling. Just roll gambling. I just want to, I need something to give me an idea how screwed up it's going to be.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be so screwed up.
Eight. Success with a raise.
Whatever you tell him, he's going to go bet on.
Well, I want to give him a good tip.
Oh, yeah. You tell him something that sounds so profound.
Beetlebomb. In the fifth.
That nag? Really?
Dude, the fix is in, isn't it?
I didn't say anything.
Sweet. I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Really? Yeah, the ranger leaves. I have to go take a leak. I'll be right back.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I gotta make, yeah.
It's like, wait, let me give you some money. You can bet for me too.
Okay. He shows you guys, before he leaves, he shows you guys the big rack of keys. He shows you where the mausoleum keys are and how to tell which mausoleum goes which key. What do y'all want to do? He takes off.
We find mausoleums around where we might have a
cover and hiding.
Yeah.
How about a dug grave that's empty? Maybe we get down in one of those, like a foxhole.
They don't have graves. They don't have mausoleums.
Mausoleums are, there are, there are,
floods. It's in floodplain.
There are some, there are some things that are light graves, but they're really shallow and completely lined with stone. And you'll see them if you actually go there. You'll see them. They're about this, about,
they're pretty low.
Not, they're pretty low. A little bit lower than this table.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I was trying to get higher than a one. You can find three mausoleums,
right? Okay.
That y'all can easily hide behind, hide in.
Let's split up two and two and two.
All right. Just come on, George, me and you.
George and Louis? Come on, Miles.
Well, no, look, he's got a glass jaw. You need to be with him.
What are you talking about, glass jaw?
Glass gut, glass knee, whatever. You get hurt.
No, I don't get hurt
that
bad.
You got that bulletproof vest now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Plus three.
All right. I'm all for it.
Glass jaw.
Do you want it back?
I've got five bennies here if you want it back.
No, you'll need
it. I'm feeling lucky. Okay.
All right.
Couple shots later.
Okay.
Can we do a montage to some rock and roll music?
Yeah.
No.
We're cleaning up and...
It is montage! It is montage!
Yeah, but it's still done in the 80s. That's when the golden era of montages are.
80s montage 20s.
That's awful.
Can we still use Eye of the Tiger?
Absolutely.
What?
George and Louis are sharing some liquid courage.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. What'd you say?
George and Louis sharing some liquid courage while they wait.
I gotcha. What plan do y'all want to make beforehand?
We ideally want to get in a triangulated.
You can more or less get in a triangulated position.
Okay. And we'll see who comes.
For argument's sake, then stop it.
Yeah.
For argument's sake, the mausoleums you guys are hiding in are 30 feet away from the big marble slab.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Problem, Cal?
I was just going to point out that any 3 points we pick triangulate. What you mean is equilateral.
Yeah.
Okay. Just,
this is the math guy. I couldn't remember what pi was today.
Oh, I know what pi is. I don't know what today is.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow is pi day.
I like pi.
Yeah.
Everybody
likes
pi.
Okay.
Well, there's a montage.
Here we are going to our respective... ambush mausoleums.
That's got to be in public domain now.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Otherwise,
no, it's on YouTube.
I really hope we don't get sued. Oh, yeah!
Alright, Doug, turn it off and send it to me.
Fade it out.
This is where Rusak does their version of Harlem Shake.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Episode 100, baby. Okay, so you guys have major plans?
I've got my shotgun there. Mm-hmm. I've got my
Tommy gun.
I
got a Tommy gun, too.
Okay.
I will actually have two Tommy guns, and in the mausoleum, I will lean one against the door, have the other one loaded. So when I need another one, I'll just drop it and grab the other one.
Gotcha.
I'm going to shoot this mother up.
And I do not have a Tommy gun.
What's our plan, Fallon? What are we going to do?
Automatic phone.
I think you and I could probably just we can lay cool and wait because these other yahoos are going to go off. We're going to hear it before we have to do anything.
Night falls, and you guys are still there. Waiting.
Okay.
Oh, I leveled it.
Well, when sunset.
I'm gonna do a
8-9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a Tommy gun too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a D4 on my stealth.
Uh huh.
I want to hide though. You want me to roll that or?
Would you all? I mean, if you want to hide,
I have stealth. I mean,
go ahead.
It's not very high, but okay. Oh, wait.
Anybody else want to do stealth?
Tommy gun.
Yeah, whatever. You got, yeah, I assume everyone's got at least one Tommy gun.
No, I don't.
No, okay. Well,
he has mine.
Okay.
Would you consider this heavy cover?
I'll set.
Oh yeah,
cover.
This
is heavy cover.
All right. So
here
I get plus
here's
four.
An extra Tommy gun behind you.
I'll do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Exploding.
Even though I don't have it, I'll do it.
Hold on, six, hold on, hold on. Seven.
Sorry. That's fine.
Yeah. Stealth is...
It's a skill. 11.
You actually have stealth?
I took stealth. It's not very high, but I did take stealth. I mean, I figure it's for, like, trailing people and stuff, so.
Yo. You gonna do it?
What are we doing?
Stealth. Even if you don't have it, you get a plus, what, plus four for heavy cover?
Yeah, if you, with the mausoleum, you get plus four because it's heavy cover. Because we're just got the door and we're peeking out.
Which actually gives you a plus two for not having it.
Yeah.
Gives me a plus two for not having it.
Okay.
That'd be a four, Alex.
Cool. Cool. Keep rolling. Four, four, two, six, eight. No, sorry.
No.
12. Who do we
12.
Appreciate?
He's got a 12.
I got
Miles.
Doug? 11.
Five.
Balin.
I'm going to sit in the back and pray.
You're just going to hunker down,
yep.
Completely hidden?
Yep.
Sure.
You're not going to do it at all?
The way I see what this means for you guys is that you're trying to stay hidden, but every now and then you're peeking out, okay, so that you can see what's coming up, okay?
Sounds good.
Is that all right? Is that okay with everybody?
Unless it's going to hurt my notice roll.
All right.
I was
why that.
No. And that's why. That's why it's not going to hurt your notice roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that's good, because I don't have notice.
Yeah. Phelan can't make a notice roll. It's after dark. It's the time when the cemetery should be closed. Everyone make a notice roll.
Five.
Now, I'm in there with Calvin, right?
Yes.
Five.
What do you say, George?
A two.
George has his back turned to the outside.
Would you get Calvin?
Five.
Oh, good.
Stu, why are you looking at that tree? They're over there.
I'm peeing in this mausoleum.
One of my cigars under my nose,
crawl back
but
up.
Not lit. I am smart enough not to light it, but it's like...
Yeah, it's like...
Oh,
it's like, man, I'm hidden. And your face lights up.
Okay.
Now, if I would roll double ones, that's what we'd say would have happened, but I didn't. I was kind of hoping for that.
You guys see somebody kind of moving, moving from cover behind gravestones, not behind the mausoleums, but behind the gravestones and some trees, kind of looking around. Okay. Specifically looking towards, the hill with the slab on it.
Okay.
And. Who, everyone who had a success. Who got high? Five? Anybody get higher than a five? No? On their notice roll? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have
Cal. Calvin sees him stop and pay more attention to, the mausoleum that Louis and George are hiding in.
Do I see Louis and...
You know where they're at, but you don't.
I can't.
Oh, not without giving up more.
Yeah, I don't think they can see us either. We just know what Ma's playing there.
You know where they're at.
I'll shake Stu and point him in the right direction.
Over there, by the mausoleum. But this guy's not near the mausoleum. He's just paying more attention. He's like, there's the three mausoleums up there, and the one that Louis and George are in are way on the right, and he's looking at it. And a little more closely, and he's not even paying attention to the other two.
Okay.
Okay. That's what you see.
Okay.
And a couple minutes later, a couple moments later, not even minutes, he turns around, leaves as quietly as he came in.
I want to follow him.
Sure. Want to make a stealth roll?
Yes. Yes, I do, Roy.
Okay.
That's a five.
Okay. You're able to keep just behind him. Doesn't know you're there.
I tell Calvin, I'm going to follow this guy and find out where he's going.
And then you go off.
Right? And then I go off.
Yeah.
Be careful.
And I've got the Tommy gun. Got a shotgun. I leave the other Tommy gun there in the mall.
Sure.
Okay.
make an agility roll.
I don't like the sound of that.
What is a four, Roy?
Okay. He is not trying to, he doesn't think he's being followed, so he's not trying to hurry. You're able to catch up to him, and he doesn't know you're there.
Okay.
You are within, the first range of shooting, whatever, 12 feet?
12.
12. You're within 12 of him. He doesn't know you're there.
Okay. Are we still in the cemetery?
Yes.
Does he recognize him?
Does Jeff's character recognize him? No. Make a notice roll. See if you do pick up something. Make a notice roll. Come on. I ain't gonna give it to you for free.
Not with that, you won't.
That'd be a critical failure.
That's the time to get one.
That's double ones.
No, you don't recognize it.
Okay.
Somebody fairly nondescript. Dressed well, but nondescript.
I want to conceal my Tommy gun under my coat, and I will say, excuse me there, amigo, we're after hours here. Can I help you find something?
Oh. He turns around and puts his hands up. Oh, no, sorry. I was tricked into coming out here. It was a girl. All right. It was a girl. She said she'd meet me out here. Obviously, she's not here, so I'm just going to leave. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to do anything. Sorry.
I'll pull my badge. You got some ID on you there, amigo?
Not really.
But you look.
He pats himself down and says, look, officer, look. Is that a Texas Ranger badge?
Yes,
did
it
he
is.
Make his notice roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's flashing a badge. He didn't notice that it was a Texas Ranger badge. He has.
Yes, it is.
He does it.
And last time I checked, still good.
Oh, yeah, no, man, look, no, it's fine.
It's muy bueno.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, look, look.
What's the name of this senorita you're out here meeting?
Look, it was down at the French Quarter. People were throwing beads. Look, I got tricked. A rube.
You're a rube.
She tricked me.
Well, what's your name there, amigo?
Stan.
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 Stan. Why don't you come back over here into the shack with me? We'll see if she turns up. We'll find out what because we have a lot of these senoritas, you know, they hook themselves up with some palookas and they come out here and they take a poor, unsuspecting fellow, hombre
really?
Like yourself, and they.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's real low siento.
Send the head of him and then pistol whip him in the back.
So why don't we just head over here?
For all those who couldn't hear that little mumble.
I say bust this guy in the back of his head.
Pistol whip him.
This is the guy that doesn't fire
guns. Yeah. I want to take.
This is Miles the pacifist.
So why don't we go over here to the shack and we'll talk?
Really? Look, I'm just looking for.
I pull the Tommy gun out and
okay.
I stick it. I go. Let's go to the shack.
Okay. No problem. We'll go to the shack.
Have a little oblah.
Sure. We'll go to the shack. Get to the shack.
Yeah. We'll go in the shack. I'll say.
You open the door for him.
Is it all of us or just you?
Tell him open the door.
Okay. No. He opens the door. He walks through. Let's do some initiative.
Nice! Is there somebody in the shack?
No.
Oh, he's gonna attack me.
He's gonna try to slam the door on you.
Oh.
For starters.
Is it just you?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
How far away is the shack from them?
A couple hundred yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple hundred yards.
Alright.
Couple hundred yards.
So it's initiative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Told you should have busted him in his head.
I don't do that.
Jeff, you're first on the cards here.
What?
King of hearts.
Dude.
Seven of hearts.
Okay.
This is what sets it off. He goes through the door, immediately tries to grab the door and slam it in your face. Okay?
Okay.
Before he can do that, he's got his hand on the door, but that's pretty much it. What do you do?
Shoot him in the leg.
I want to take two actions.
Okay.
Okay. First, I want to kick the door into him. I want to kick the door open and try and hit him with it, you know, just sort of like a stray girl kind of thing. I don't know. And then I'm going to fire one shot.
Okay.
Off.
Okay.
In the air?
Wait, look.
Yeah.
He's just got his hand on. He's not giving you any resistance. You can have the first action. You can kick the door right back at him. Now, if you want to do damage.
Yo, I'm not trying to kill him.
Okay.
But I fire the shot and I point it at him and I say, and if he wants to do something, then.
Okay.
But I just want to fire the shot off so they hear it.
You get the shot off, and they can hear it.
Come on, you have to say muchacho.
Easy there, muchacho. Next one's in your brain pan.
Okay. He's going to do two actions. He's going to try and pull his gun.
Oh,
I knew it.
It got real.
I know.
And then his head splits open, and he turns into a dragon.
Sorry.
No. Smith and Wesson, he pulls it out.
Smith and Wesson?
Smith and Smith and Wesson.
He's got Smith and Wessonality.
Hold on, real quick question. Yep. Are they close enough to be for parry? Are they far enough apart that it's still a four?
I think it's going to be parry.
Okay.
Because you're right next to each other.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
It comes into it.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I hear the shot go off, tear off.
Sure. He misses.
You got lots of bennies there.
I know I do. He misses.
Okay.
Oh. Ace of spades. Oh,
ace of spades.
Not yet.
He's fired off a shot.
Yeah, if y'all want to show up, y'all can start running. That's no problem.
Let's stay. I think there's going to be trouble here at the mausoleum.
I do too.
All right, I'm going to...
Todd takes off. Or rather, Louis takes off. George stays put.
Right.
Okay.
Staying put.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to just... and I'm gonna unload into him. So that's,
minus two. Three shots minus two.
Three shots minus two.
Some Texas Ranger.
Wild die.
Parry's a five.
Way to go, Walker.
It's a four, right?
Five. They're right next to each other.
Yeah, we're going
over to two.
Okay. I get 1-6. I got a 2 and a 1. That's a four, but it explodes.
Okay.
Actually, I'll just roll it again. 7. So his parry's a 5, so I hit him
once. No raise.
So it's 2 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 1.
Plus 1. 9.
Yeah, kills him. I'm going to put it this way. You kill him, but he can still talk for a couple of moments.
Oh, God, man. Oh, he's bleeding out.
You've wounded him mortally.
Yeah.
I get down and I...
Give me the name. Give me the name of the girl.
She just wanted to... She just paid me. Pretty little young thing.
A name!
And he dies.
Oh.
Ay, caramba!
All right.
And Louis shows up.
I show up.
You shot him?
Trigger happy much?
He pulled a Smith & Wesson on me and tried to kill me.
Did he get a shot off?
Yeah, he pulled a Smith and what? Yeah, okay. He fired. He missed
one
me.
Shot.
You heard bang, bang, gah, 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 gah. But yeah, he did. He did get up, shot off, and he's laying there.
Well, mi amigo, I guess you got him.
I take the Tommy gun. Uh-huh. I wipe it down. I drop it in there in the building under Tommy's bed.
Sure.
And I pull the door closed. Well, that'll save me with a throwdown.
Okay.
Because he was actually packing. Oh.
You should turn out his pockets first.
And I'll search.
Yeah, we'll search him. We'll search him.
You find $10 in ones on him.
Does he have any notes, any numbers, any
Nichols.
Anything else on him? An address, a name, anything?
No, not a
they
thing.
Stuff bits
doesn't
in
have
bits.
Any.
Investigation room?
It won't get you anything.
Oh.
There's nothing on him. He came in here. No, just was getting paid. His clothing is pretty rough. I mean,
so he's unremarkable.
Like unremarkable, down on his luck kind of guy.
Okay, right. I pull my shotgun and
let's go back to hiding and wait.
Yeah, I hope we haven't scared any.
No,
no. What's he wearing?
Take his clothes off.
Is he wearing like a cloak, a coat, or something?
He's wearing no. He's not in an overcoat. I mean, he's got like a.
What's he look like?
He's wearing a white shirt with 3 red stains on it.
That would hit him once.
He's wearing a red shirt. It's got darkening stains on it. No, he's got.
Has he got an overcoat or
a
jacket?
Yeah, he's got
or
like a navy kind of. But it's real tattered.
We pull it off of him.
Sure,
yeah.
Pull it off him. Who closest fits his build?
Me,
Louis.
Yeah. Here you go, Louis.
And I put it on.
Okay.
And I walk over to the.
Still got your Tommy gun.
Still got my Tommy gun.
Well, do you? If you're going to be standing out in the open, you might want to hide.
He killed Stu and took his weapon. Yeah. Shoot him.
I take the Tommy gun.
I still have my shoulder holsters on and stuff like that. So, yeah, I go on over to the mausoleum.
Nice.
Okay.
The mausoleum.
The slab.
Altar hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wouldn't you want to go in the direction he was going?
I thought he was heading in that direction.
No, yeah, he was leaving.
He was leaving when Jeff chased him down.
No, he was heading toward the hill, but then I think somebody spooked him. He saw you guys. He noticed you guys.
He made his notice roll against the stealth.
Then he turned. He said, "This is a little weird." Started to leave. I followed him and went to talk to him.
Okay. I'm going to go up to the hill.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be the fool on the hill.
Nice. I want to be there. Okay. We'll go back to our mausoleum and hunker back down. Who are you leaving alone? You're leaving you alone? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you,
So George is hanging out by himself in one of the mausoleums?
Or do you want to hang out with one of us?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay. It's getting close to midnight. And you hear cars. 4 cars. Okay.
That could be 24. Because it's like 20 guys.
Mm-hmm. 4 cars.
In a wild eye.
Odds are it's all the missing people.
And one of them is a truck. Looks kind of like a nondescript bread truck.
Okay.
Okay.
I was getting a little hungry.
So, sorry. 4 cars and a truck.
And a bread truck.
And a bread truck. 4 cars and
now
a
there's
delivery truck. Let's call it a delivery truck.
I probably know the answer. There's no light out there other than...
No. In fact, as soon as you hear this, you guys look over, especially Todd, especially Lewis looks over. He can see some of the cars as they're coming in. Lights come out, go out. The cars turn their lights off as when they get into the cemetery.
Okay.
Okay. You see
it's a new moon too.
Yeah.
You see the lights going on. Okay. Cars pull up. There's a ring road around the mausoleum. They kind of split off.
Two go one way, two go the other.
The truck pulls up in the middle of them. Out of the one car that's in the front is the best looking car in there. Teenage girl gets out. Rest of the people.
Oh, and you're up on the mausoleum.
Yeah.
Standing there.
Right behind her, LeGrasse comes out. And hollers up at the hill. We told you to come back and report to us.
There's people in the shack.
I like that.
Did you hire an idiot? He looks at him. Come down here. Just come on down here.
No.
Don't make me come up there, kid.
They're following us. They're following me.
He pulls his gun out.
I want to take an action here. I will come out of the mausoleum, come forward with the Tommy gun drawn, said, "Freeze, Texas Rangers, you're all under arrest."
I told you they were here. I told you they were here.
And deal them.
He was like,
yeah.
Badge. All right. Me some amigos. It was great. Fiesta's over.
Do you have the overconfidence hindrance?
No, okay. I've got...
That would be good, though. It
would be really good.
Yeah, you do now.
Okay.
You do now.
So, you got
if you live.
I would like to do something when he starts chattering.
Sure. You see him go out there, or you hear him go out there, and...
I light up a cigar.
Okay.
Do we get a free action?
Sure, everybody can get pretty much a free action.
Armor.
Sure. You want to put your armor on?
I'm spraying I'm hosing myself down with armor.
Clock starts as soon as I do.
That's not armor you're hosing yourself with.
And I am.
That's a race.
So
let's go.
Here's the setup. The people are getting out of the car. Half of them look like cultists wearing robes. The other half looks like, mafioso, black hand gang kind of. The guy, Lewis, make a notice roll. Stu, make a notice roll +2.
6.
Stu.
Oh, make a notice roll.
+2.
+2.
Just him?
Yeah.
+2.
That's a 2.
It's a 4.
Oh, wait.
It's a 4.
No, I'm -2. I don't have notice.
Oh, you don't have it? Okay.
I'm pretty oblivious.
You got how many, Benny?
5.
You see the 4 cars with people in it?
You got armor on. Let's go, Texas Ranger.
The amigos.
I'm gonna let it go.
Okay.
That's fine. You don't recognize the guy guarding the truck. And you don't notice anything else about him except for he's a large guy. Lewis, you know him as Jeffries.
Large. The butler.
The butler.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see him in the dark.
You don't see him.
Yeah.
Stu doesn't see him, and Stu doesn't get any other idea of anything. But Lewis, you see him. Let's deal.
I hate this guy.
Yeah. Three hearts. Five of diamonds. Jeff, two of diamonds.
Perfect.
Is that Joe, Jack of hearts. Bill, Jack of spades.
Joker.
Jason, seven of spades. And who are we dealing out? Mooks.
Celeste,
six of clubs.
LaGrasse.
King of spades.
Let's go Jeffries and LaGrasse. Jeffries. Because that way I keep it alphabetical.
Okay.
LaGrasse.
Ace. Mooks. Wow.
Yeah!
We're in trouble.
Six king, ace king.
Well, let me rephrase. I'm a dead man.
Okay, so.
I'm not far behind you.
Are you LaGrasse, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you came out, I lit up a cigar. It's like, oh, about time for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. As they're mowing me down, sneak up on them and flank them. That's the plan.
LaGrasse had his gun out. Browning takes a shot.
A BAR or just a Browning?
Yeah, the BAR.
He's got a BAR.
Yeah.
He's got
a rifle.
Yeah.
A big, huge rifle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems I would have noticed that before now.
Yeah.
You did. That's why you pulled your gun out, right?
So who's he shooting?
He's shooting me.
You're the only one that stood up and started yelling.
Yeah. You're right. Let's put it this way. It was... Lewis was impersonating a punk kid.
But he doesn't...
He wouldn't have pulled a Browning out for that.
Yeah.
Browning strapped on his back. He has his Colt out. Okay? Fair enough?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
Okay. Four.
Four.
That's it?
It's a hit.
Oh, it's his Colt.
Is it armor piercing?
AP one.
Okay, so I've got AP...
Three.
Two.
Seven.
I think.
Then that gives me an eight. So, okay. Boom! Ow, that bruises.
You're going to have a nice...
Miles, bruise. That's my armor. Let's get out there before he ruins it.
King of spades.
I got the armor on, right?
Jeffries. Jeffries goes behind the delivery truck.
King of clubs.
The mafia mooks. All the mafia mooks draw their... Well, all the mooks draw their weapons. Okay.
How many mooks are there?
There's 12 of them. Six and six. Six cultists, six mafias. They don't try to shoot. They just all pull their weapons.
Jack spades. Bill.
How many are turning their attention towards me?
None. They're all focused mainly on Stu.
Well, that just won't do.
No. Well, no... I have this...
You're still in the mausoleum.
Yeah. But I'm looking at the back of this guy with this big, huge gun on his back. And that just won't do.
Gonna take out LaGrasse?
Yeah.
All right!
Full round of bolt. I'm gonna do three bolts.
Okay.
Besides, if he turns to me, that means Stu can shoot him in the back. And
yes.
I know he's more comfortable with that. Luckily, this is all in my head and not out loud.
Now, that ain't right.
Truth. It hurts.
Es verdad.
Yeah.
It's four hit or three hits?
Yep. I got three hits. And that's, yeah.
So two each? Boop, boop, boop.
Two each. His own. Eight on the first one.
Okay. No raise. So stun. Or shaken. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. 14 on the second.
Two raises.
That should be a wound in the raise.
He's already shaken.
Well, it depends.
What I'm saying, I know, but he got two raises, so it's actually three wounds now.
Right.
Three wounds and a shaken.
Unless you're gonna try to do a vigor roll or something, because you gotta do the vigor roll as each bolt hits to determine which one.
He's shaken. He get a shaken and two wounds.
14 minus 8 is 6.
14 minus 6 is 8.
Well done, guys. Well done.
His toughness is a 6. There's two raises.
Next week, geography.
But if he's shaken after the first one, that's a third wound, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. he's shaken, he doesn't get a vigor roll, but now he gets the vigor roll against three wounds.
Right. Okay. And his vigor is an 8. And he's a wild card.
Those of you at home, that's a 7.
7. So,
did you spend the Benny to do that? Now he has.
Are you going to stay?
He's shaking with two wounds unless you're going to burn the other Benny.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a bad place to be.
He's other Bennies instead.
Oh, he can do that.
Right.
That's still shaking with two wounds.
Yeah. Shaking with two wounds.
He'll take the shaking and the two wounds.
Third bolt.
Now, LaGrasse is the cop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me mad.
Bot cops should stay bot, right?
Took off the car, man.
Well, even 6. I got the minor edge corrupt, and this is too much for me.
Just shaking so he gets into the wound.
Or minor hindrance.
Well, I dumped three wounds on him.
Okay. You sure did. Joe.
Fallon, what do you say? You want to run up and join the fight, or you want to try and stay hidden? I hate that friggin' butler. I'm gonna go take a shot at that big punk.
He went behind the car, the truck.
Yeah.
Well, from my position, that's on my side.
Is it?
Because I triangulated.
What are you trying to do?
I'm gonna shoot Buttles. No. Butler. George. Yeah.
He's got cover from the truck. But that's fine.
We triangulated. We triangulated. So that puts him on my side.
He's got cover from me. That pulled him around to another side. I mean, somebody can shoot this guy with our positions.
Cover goes plus 1, plus 2, plus 4. In this one, isn't there like a low-level cover? In Savage Rules?
I guess so.
There would definitely be a darkness cover because this is a full moon.
Take aim, waste your round this round, take aim with a Tommy gun, and then unload it.
Everybody's penalized the same.
So we're just going to let it go?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just shot me.
Get on our side, Bill. Jeez.
I'm going to give him plus 1 cover.
Okay.
Because he is trying to take cover from everybody.
Okay.
So he has a plus 1. He'll have a plus 1. So instead of a 4,
the butler.
It's a 5.
I'm going to take aim with the Tommy gun.
Okay. So you're going to take aim this round?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to take aim and then full auto?
And then I'm going to unload on that Beluga.
Okay.
Can you aim in full auto?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Look it up. You got the book. Look it up because it'll be another round before it gets to you. It's either one shot or 3. So,
Jason.
I want to try to stun LaGrasse.
Okay.
The girl and the butler.
Okay. With stun?
No, LaGrasse is already shaken.
Well, he's already shaken, so if he takes another one, that's 4 wounds.
I don't.
You don't get a wound for that.
Yeah, you don't get a wound for stun.
Yeah. What's the template on that? Okay, you can get 2 of them, but you can't get all 3 of them because Jeffrey's moved out and is hiding. His truck
hit her and the butler.
That's fine. You can hit her and you can get her and LaGrasse. Or Jeffries, because that's who's standing with who.
Yeah, I get her and LaGrasse.
Well, LaGrasse is already shaking, so I want to hit the butler.
Yeah, but we don't know what she's going to do.
Her and the butler are the two of them.
Well, no, you can get her and LaGrasse, or you can get the butler.
There he goes.
10?
10. So hits with a raise, or goes off with a raise?
Make a vigor roll at minus 2.
Okay. So.
It's a medium burden.
So you can't. She's gonna make her vigor roll first.
And minus 2.
Minus 2.
It may wash.
That'd be a 3. And she's gonna re-roll it.
Maybe you could. I don't know. Go for it.
And that's a 2. She's gonna re-roll it.
So Celeste got wounded?
No, she's trying to not be stunned right now. And that's a two.
Well, next round she'll spin the Benny then.
Right.
Back on.
If she still got it.
She'll get a roll.
She does.
Next round, right?
Okay.
She'll get a roll, and then if she can't, she can spin the
Benny. So now it's her turn.
So she gets a roll now.
She gets a roll now. Now it's a
cool.
spirit
roll. Cool,
she
wasted roll. The
Bennies. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, she...
Oh, 10.
Yeah,
yeah, she can 12. Act 12. She can act 1. Phelan. Who else is in the mausoleum at you?
Miles?
Okay. She casts at you guys.
Now I need a raise. Come on. Come on, raise.
There's a 6. 11. So that goes off with a raise. Spirit check. Minus 2.
Stun.
Fear.
Mm.
She points a finger at your mausoleum and shadows come streaking out. No, it's a large burst template, so. Oh, Miles, you gotta make your, spirit roll too. Minus 2.
Ooh.
What am I spiriting from?
Fear attack. Should've made y'all rude. Should've made you roll fear choice. Okay.
What am I afraid of? A shadow?
She just cast a spell at you.
All right, well then 2.
You got me bennies?
Yeah, but we're fighting 23 people.
I think we kill these guys, they'll run, but.
Okay, Miles and Phelan, roll a d20.
Uh-oh. Fear table?
Fear table.
Ooh, fear table, fear table, fear table.
13. You minor won't. Phobia.
And 12. Minor.
Panicked. Miles is panicked. Character immediately moves his full pace, plus running die away from the danger and is shaken. Phelan, minor
but
phobia
in a graveyard,
against
you're out of the fight.
Shadows.
How close am I to all of them? 30 feet?
No, if more than 30 feet, roll. Because the mausoleums are 30 feet away from the slab.
Oh, okay.
So, not quite 60 feet.
Okay.
Calvin. You're up.
Calvin. Oh, that's right. So, how close are the mooks to me, and how centered,
They're about 30 feet away from you. They're less than 30 feet, oh, Calvin. Dugass, right? They're less than 30 feet away from you. They're closer, they're between 10 and 15 feet away.
And in what kind of a pack are they?
They're gathered around a car, so...
Perfect.
Half of them? Not all of them.
A template will cover, okay. There's like so many people.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's random.
Burst on them.
Which
it's template? It's a burst template. It's the 9x3 small. Burst. It's a cone.
Cone.
That's... Cone. Sorry. It's a cone template. Burst is the power. It's the cone template.
Okay.
9x3.
Okay.
Hang on a second. There's a...
You can get 4 of them. Go with it.
Go ahead.
You can easily get 4 of them the way they're bunched around the cars.
That's a 6.
What are you trying to do to them?
Burst. It's 2d10.
Okay. What is this? What's your trapping? What's going on?
The gun. Ray gun fires out a burst.
It's the matter disruptor.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like wavy rays come out of it?
Yes.
The matter aggravator? What was it called?
That's it. Matter aggravator.
Agitator.
The
agitator. Matter
agitator. Agitator.
Matter agitator. That's it.
Aggravator.
Magitator.
Magitator. 13 points.
13 points? Okay, 4 of them are gone.
Nice.
Just dead?
Yes. Okay. Gone. Yeah, 4 of the black hand guys. Lewis.
How does that work? Can you move and shoot or?
Yes, oh, yeah. You can move 6 inches and shoot. If you move more than that, that counts as a run, which is an action.
Right.
Okay. Which then is -2 on whatever action
minus
you take.
-2 on the run also, isn't it?
No.
No. It's not?
No.
No.
There's no minus on the run.
Cause there's no skill roll attached.
Right.
Okay.
You're right. I'll move.
Well, there's a roll, no skill roll. You're right.
Okay. I'll move
and shoot on her.
Okay.
First shot.
Yeah.
3 wild die. 4. Second shot. 5. So I got a 4 and a 5.
2 hits, no raises.
2 hits, no raise.
You got two-handed and ambidextrous and all that?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, first shot. 5. That's probably not going to do anything.
Yeah, you don't have the 2d6 plus 1, do you?
No, it's just 2d6.
She'd be shaken.
Okay. Second shot.
Yep.
5.
Stew!
Who started this mess? Nice. As I'm walking forward.
Yeah.
Toward LaGrasse.
Yeah.
I focus right on him.
Right on him?
Right on him. All right. And I say, mi amigo, all you had to do was just cut me in. And I unload on him. I will do automatic fire. Yeah, three shots. Okay, my wild die is a 3, so I get a 4 and a 5, so those two hit.
Yep.
Minus 2, right?
Oh, yeah, it is minus 2. Hang on.
You added a minus 2 in?
I did no, it's not with the minus 2.
Benny!
One of those.
Love the menu.
Again, nothing.
You got another Benny?
Oh, he's got a lot more.
He's got 4 more.
Oh, hold on. He should have 1 more over there for walking out there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, then definitely, I'll get then right. You can have it.
All right.
Wow, you're clipping out rolling dice? That's a raise on one. All
right, that's what
you only have to do one move, so.
Yeah. That's an 11.
Hit with a raise.
Almost 2 raises, but yeah, that was worth it. Okay. So, damage?
3d6 plus 1.
Yeah, oh, damn. 3d6 plus 1. Yeah.
3d6, you gotta raise.
Oh.
Ooh.
I wanna kill him.
You will kill him.
Alright, so that's 12.
3 raises?
Okay.
Well, his toughness is a 6, right? So it's
a hit with a raise.
Hit with a raise.
So normally that would be
two more
wounds,
which would be 4 and 5.
4 and 5.
But he can't soak because he had 3 already, right?
Right.
I mean, okay.
So he can only soak these 2.
Right. And he's rolling a minus 3.
Right.
And for those playing at home, that would be a 3.
That's a 0.
That's a 0, yeah.
Yeah, I need to start exploding.
Probably yeah. There's oh, where's the 6?
So right now we're at 3.
You're at a 3. Yeah. You need
bunch you need more.
Well, no, you need at least
need 2 raises. So yeah. I need a 12. Sorry, now I got 6. I need.
No, you just need an 8.
Oh.
That's a 6.
That's a 6.
Well, no, it's what did he get?
That's 9 total minus 3. He's got a 6. He needs an 8.
Yeah.
So you can take 1 wound,
but you still drop.
You're still dead.
One more time.
Nope.
Ah. All right.
Yeah.
Did we get
a chance? And one wild card hits the dirt.
All right, deal them up.
Okay.
All right.
Save those jokers.
Ace of spades, Doug. Queen of spades, Jeff. Yes. 7 of hearts, Joe. 4 of diamonds, Bill. 8 of diamonds, Jason. 7 of clubs. Who's this? The girl?
Celeste.
Celeste is 2 of hearts.
Jeffries.
9 of diamonds. And the mooks.
Oh, mooks.
10 of diamonds.
And there are 16 of them left?
2 black mafia, 6 cultists.
Okay. Because you killed... He killed some, pointing at Calvin.
2 shots on
him. Killed 4 of them.
On who?
Celeste.
Celeste, okay.
You've only killed one guy. I've dropped 4. Get with the program.
First shot.
Yes, but mine was dramatically 4. Appropriate.
It was.
Hits.
It was sweet.
Second shot. 6. 10.
Hits with a raise.
Wild die. Okay. So we got a hit and a hit with a raise.
Yeah.
All right. First hit is...
Oh, jeez.
13.
Who's that on? Who's that on?
Celeste.
That's 2 wounds.
Beating up on a girl?
That's 3 wounds.
Oh.
Ooh.
So now
well, she's got to soak it or she's dead.
She's got to start soaking. I can take something.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead.
Vigor minus 1.
I was going to say, that's, yeah.
Vigor minus 1. And her vigor is a 6.
7.
So that wasn't enough. He's rolling again. Still not enough.
You suck at rolling.
I do. Now I suck at rolling. It didn't matter earlier. I was doing great.
Okay, Celeste's down to her own bennies or one Benny?
No. She's already gone through hers.
Yeah, I've already gone through hers.
And the extras?
Oh,
yes.
No,
she's not. She's
you
got
soaked
three.
Right,
she soaked one. Three. You soaked,
oh, soaked one.
Soaked one. So she got two. But
she
now
gets
I've
shot.
Got,
yeah, there's the other
I've
shot.
Got the bonus hit.
Here this comes a 3d6.
Yeah. Oh, with see, another raise. 12, 13. And Celeste
take her off the pool.
Falls.
Dead. Wait. I'm done. Doug, your turn.
It's Doug.
So there's two Black Hand and four
six
cultists.
And don't forget Jeffries.
You can get two Black Hand, two cultists, or four cultists if you do the same thing again.
I'll shoot the four cultists.
Okay.
Seven.
Okay, hits. I mean, goes off, no raise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 4 points.
Spend a bet. And roll that sucker again.
Better.
Oh,
that's
nice.
16. Roll the 10 again.
That's
19.
Oh,
19.
Oh, jeez.
28 points.
Well, okay.
You're a greasy
so there
spot.
Are two cultists and
two black,
hand left.
And Jeffrey's done.
And Jeffrey's.
Having him kill your own people.
They came out with her, so. Oh, by the way, are any of these guys the boy that we told to recognize me and?
Oh, he's gotta be in this group.
The boy you told
me. The guy that was running.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Loyal Joe.
Yeah.
Mooks.
They run.
Good call.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So now eight of them just got splattered.
Jeffries goes,
the mistress. Finally.
Dead.
And he falls over.
Does he age quickly?
No.
Does he turn into a demon?
No.
He just falls over.
He just falls over.
Great, so now we have no idea what in the heck all this meant, because we just killed everybody.
He's
well,
not
we
dead
don't
yet.
We don't know if he's
Let's
dead.
Let's run up and check him.
Hang on. Yeah, we'll have...
Who's next?
Bill.
I go up to Jeffries and see what's up with him.
What do you do?
I roll him over, I guess. Is he face down?
Is
what's
it,
going
he,
on?
He falls face down.
Notice roll, healing roll. I mean, not a healing roll to heal him, but a healing
no, I just,
roll to see
I
if he's
know
dead.
Physically, what do you do?
I roll him over
okay.
and check on him.
Like, poke at him? Or
he's got to roll him over.
Well,
so
if you just roll him over and look at him.
Toe him over with your foot.
Dead. Put your head on his
he
chest.
He was dead before.
Did you ever see the thing?
Are you sure
when
he was dead before?
Put your head on his chest.
No. I mean,
you roll him over. He looks. I mean, he's not breathing. You can see that he's not breathing. It's not hard to see that.
Ruin it, Dad.
Shh.
I roll him over and I check him out, see that he's not breathing. So what was the point of all this?
What was the point of all what?
Who says that?
That's what I'm saying. Are you asking him
yeah,
that? That's, okay, I'm trying. He's dead.
Arrowed.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Any Jason.
Anything that I would know?
Hearts, me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the other thing.
Would I know anything from a cult?
Yeah, make it a knowledge cult roll. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not that I'm all that knowledgeable, but, you know.
Give it a shot.
He's a golem.
Ooh!
Oh, there you go.
Six, explodey.
Ten.
Eight.
Ten.
Okay, you immediately see that, and you're surprised you didn't recognize before, he's harrowed. Okay.
Do you say anything?
But at the same, you can see that he was, most harrowed in order to maintain your body. Do a lot of drinking. Alcohol does it. And they repair, they eat a lot of, rancid meat, or just meat, right? It's not rancid, doesn't have to be rancid, right?
Just okay. meat.
Just meat. But from him, you get this weird mixture of flowers and some kind of chemicals.
Formaldehyde, maybe.
That would be a good observation if you were there, Stu.
Yeah.
I'll be there next turn.
In fact,
so, Louie, Do Harold normally drop over dead just because someone dies?
Oh, by the way, you know that doesn't happen.
I'm just saying it out loud.
No.
No.
Well, that seems to be what happened here.
I walk over, I casually drop the Tommy gun on LaGrasse's body.
Yeah. Casually drop or throw it, right?
No, I just drop it as I hate that thing. Pull my shotgun out, rack it, and I unload right into Jeffrey's face.
Okay.
Nice laying there. I just walk right up and I just
clack.
Yeah, I just
click, boom.
Yeah. So minus sure. 2, +2, +4 for the drop.
You get it. I mean, you need to roll. Yeah. I mean, there's no head there now.
Dodge
no blood
this.
Either, by the way.
Yeah.
You could warn a guy.
Failing.
The shoes were new.
Failing, you gonna come out?
Yep, I'm gonna target the two cultists that are still running and stun them.
Sure. Oh, two cultists.
Yeah.
Let the moose go. I gotcha.
Because they can tell us what's going on if we can.
Oh, okay. So they gotta make a vigor roll. I'll let Miles know there's the two cultists. They'll have information.
Oh, it rolled off.
Boom.
Fall over dead. Not dead. They just fall over.
Joe.
We want to interrogate these guys? I'm going to just shoot them dead.
Jeffries again?
I was taking aim at Jeffries.
Wait, I mean, wait, at this point, look, they'll remain stunned. We can go off.
Joe, we're still missing a lot of little girls.
Go look in the back of the truck. That's where I go.
Six girls in the back of the truck.
Okay. You can shoot them now.
Shoot the little girls?
Yes. Shoot them all.
They're unconscious. Okay. They're unconscious. They appear to be breathing, but they are unconscious.
We got some deliveries to make.
Do you still have the list of all the girls that were missing?
Yes, I have the LaGrasse's notes. I mean, or it was LaGrasse's.
No, you got them from the police station.
Right. So it kind of, we assume that it matches up.
Well, when they wake up, I suppose you could ask them.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll wait for we'll move, put all the bodies.
We'll clean the scene.
Yeah, we'll clean the scene before the girls wake up.
We put them all in the shack.
That would entail a bit of movement.
Or we need to leave the scene. We need to leave the scene the way it is. Let's,
well, this is the 20s.
Search the girl.
Look for the statue. That is true. Right.
Huh? Search the girl.
You find a statuette.
The missing one.
Yes. She also has, Jeffries has on him, he also has a Browning AR. Jeffries has a Browning AR. It was in the car.
That gun's too big for me.
Brass knuckles and a machete.
I'll take the brass knuckles.
Any of them have armor?
LaGrasse.
Used to.
Jeez.
It leaks now.
Now be honest, Roy. That went a lot faster than you thought.
I'm going to take LaGrasse's armor and then give you this armor back.
What he has, he has a, where did it go? Thought I had it on there. Is it on him or is it on Jeffries? Jeffries has an armored overcoat.
Ooh. Yeah.
But he's got his care credit glass draw.
I like that.
LaGrasse
that's stylish,
had armor,
man.
But Jeffrey.
No, I'm sorry. LaGrasse didn't. I got the characters mixed up in my head of what they had. LaGrasse didn't.
Oh, I'll tell you what. You take back yours, and if y'all don't care, I'll take I like the overcoat. I like having
an
overcoat.
Jason. It fits your character.
It does. I like the armored
overcoat.
But
if you die, I take it.
Okay.
The cultists, when you go up to them, the cultists tell you that,
They were gonna perform the dark rites.
You don't have to speak like that.
Sure do. I like it.
I'm telling them, you don't have to speak like that.
Yes, we do. The mistress
is dead.
Holy crap, that's +4, +4. That is a monster item.
I know it is. It's huge.
Thank you all.
Just remember, it doesn't protect the back of your head.
Why would you want to say that?
You're gonna need to get that professionally cleaned, by the way.
No.
I like it just the way it is, thanks.
It's not blood, it's kinda like, you smell of roses. You smell of cloves and formaldehyde.
And your right. point?
What were they going to do with this dark ride?
They were going to kill the girls and bring the devil in the statue back.
Oh, okay.
Through the statue, and they would reign over the darkness of all the world. The dreaming god must awaken.
Wait, you guys have resurrected the devil?
No. The dreaming god.
You know, what's he look like?
The blood god.
Not ringing any bells for me.
His form to look upon would drive you mad.
Haven't you seen Blade? It's the blood god.
I thought it was the god in Conan the Destroyer.
No. But they kind of...
Is it the horn?
No, not Crom. But they took the idea for that god from Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay, so can we collect the Tommy guns and the weapons and stuff,
we'll sell all that stuff and get some money?
If we play these characters again, it'd be nice to have some cash when we start again.
I'm all about it. I've got an idea about what else to do with the next chapter.
Cool.
I'm probably the only one here that has read any Lovecraft, am I right?
I've read Lovecraft.
Did you ever read Call of Cthulhu?
It's been 20 years, but yeah.
Remember?
That's a long book.
I've read yours.
Yeah.
Not that long. Call of Cthulhu.
No. Well, if it took Todd 20 years.
No, I read it 20 years ago.
LeGrasse is the police officer.
Oh, the detective. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the detective So that's what I based a lot of the stuff on.
Oh, okay.
That was the place out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all that happened.
Okay.
They were going to try and complete the rite. They were going to try and call Cthulhu. But I couldn't actually say Cthulhu in any of this stuff because it wouldn't have really...
Because it's copyrighted.
Not copyrighted.
Not anymore. It's been too long,
I think.
Did
you read everything about your coat before you get excited here?
Why? What's it do?
Oh, nothing. No, it's fine.
I haven't read anything about it. Let's see.
Is it possessed?
On a critical failure, if the wearer rolls a critical failure while trying to soak a wound, the coat ignites.
Causing 2d10 fire damage to the poor sap each round until it is removed or burns itself out.
I'm not afraid of that.
I like the poor sap.
So that was...
Would you just assume that we take all this extra stuff and sell it? And,
sure. I mean, we can deal with that.
Okay.
Off time. That's no big deal. So... What else? Oh, so that's what they were going to do. The cultists were going to kill the girls, bring Cthulhu in.
Is the statue
and
made
that's
of the
not
wood?
Advisable.
No. The statuette is wood. Impossibly old wood.
Should we burn it?
It's
or?
The actual one from the...
It's the actual one from
it
the previous...
It can't be destroyed.
It so wasn't destroyed. In Call of Cthulhu, it was supposedly destroyed. But what I did is I had Jeffries take it.
Oh, okay.
Or not Jeffrey, sorry, not Jeffrey. LeGrasse. LeGrasse took it. LeGrasse was working with Sam because he was like a double agent. He was working for Celeste to take over Black Hand, and Celeste was trying to recombine Black Hand and Red Sect.
I'm now Black Hand.
Maybe. We can do something with that. We can really do something with that.
Experience, 3?
Oh, absolutely.
Yay!
I'm up.
How much?
Three. Not really.
3. Jeffrey's had a glass draw. Once you kill Celeste, how much she goes down. I mean, he goes down. He's dead.
Damn.
And that's something weird, by the way.
What?
He shouldn't die like that. He shouldn't just fall over like that.
No.
What do y'all think of Deadlands War?
It's fun.
I like it.
It's fun. I like it more than I thought I did, to be honest.
It's Savage World, so it's fun right off the gate. Right out of the gate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the
statue. Oh, okay.
You gonna what?
I'm gonna take the statue.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
So, Phelan wants the statue. Phelan's got the statue. Lewis, taking over Black Hand.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Anybody else?
I want to see if I can get cross-designated with the law enforcement here. I want to use my connections to actually become a cop on the beat here. Or I want to get some kind of more pull with the local law enforcement.
Closer ties with the local law enforcement.
Yeah. I mean, I can add, if I need to, I can buy the, I'll have to buy the edge connections to do that. That'd be one way to do it. And actually, it may have to be, if you want to, like, if you want to take over the Black Hand, maybe you get connections, you take the edge.
Well, just because he wants doesn't mean he gets.
I'll have to fight for it.
Maybe.
Roy, was any of this in the,
You may have to die for it.
Oh.
No. Yeah, but this is fun. Because I thought about the Call of Cthulhu, but I never got it, but I think this is a nice, I like the time, I like the era. I think it's a lot of fun to play in.
Was any of this provided other than just the setting?
You just made it all up.
This is a,
hey, good job.
Really nice.
Did you off the top of your head, or did you have some notes, or what were you doing there?
I had notes going, so I knew most of what was going on, but even the long-term stuff changed based on what you guys did.
Oh, well done.
So LaGrasse wasn't going to be a bad guy from the beginning, but once you guys spent time with him, and I was like, okay, well, how am I going to get Bill back in that? Oh, well, LaGrasse has to go over there.
It felt really fluid. It was, seemed like you were working. Nice. Yeah, it was cool. Well done.
So I had the overall view of where y'all needed to go. It did take a little longer to get there than I thought. At least one session longer. But then again, you know, we had people missing in and out and stuff like that. So, but I liked it. I enjoyed the way it went. I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah, had a good time.
Cool.
Yes, very good.
Excellent.
I can't wait till the book comes out.
You can actually pre-order, you can pre-order the companion book now.
Yeah, I bought it. It's only $20.
Well, I got the PDF.
Yeah, I got the PDF.
I got the PDF. Cause Kickstarter, I got the PDF.
Yeah, I've got it, but I haven't read it. I haven't flipped through it.
I'll probably pick it up at Gen Con.
Yeah, I just.
Are they gonna have a deluxe book like this?
Like the
Deadlands Reloaded
size.
Book?
It's not the, Explorer size. What I gather from Pinnacle right now, what they're doing is a lot of the big setting books, they're going to come out in the deluxe size.
Well, then they do Explorer.
And then they do an Explorer size if the run warrants it. If they sell through quick enough, they'll do the Explorer size. Now, they probably won't do an Explorer size of the Companion, because it's a big book, from what I understand. It's a good size book.
So what's the difference in the Companion?
The Companion goes through more cities over several time zones, or its eras. So you'll have Chicago of the 1920s, you have Shan Fan of the 40s, 50s is Shan Fan.
San Francisco.
Oh, Shan Francisco.
Okay. Our buddy's mayor.
Well, yeah, John. But I mean, I thought it was
John.
British John.
I thought you were saying Sinn Féin for a second.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's entirely different. So, all right.
So, why is it Shan?
I don't know enough about the history of it to know why it's Shan.
Okay, it's part of the Deadlands setting.
This carries forward from the Deadlands.
Just a guess. It's probably, it's more settled by the Chinese than it is settled by the Spanish.
Yeah.
Or, you know, instead of San Francisco, I think it's got more of an Asian influence.
Is the maze near that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then that would make a lot of sense.
So. And, you also have the City of Gloom, which is a city in Utah during the 1950s. So you get, Hellstrom is still around.
Yeah.
In that one.
In Utah.
In Utah, yeah. And I forget what the other city is.
Is there an LA?
I'm feeling a real,
it's coming through.
Yeah. I'm feeling a real itch to go back to Deadlands. but it'll be a while.
Yeah,
but maybe even run it like this. This was fun.
I've got an idea of what to go next with this. I haven't developed much other than the idea of how to develop it. And I'm going to run. We've got a game day coming up in April, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to run a 1920s Chicago game. Gotta go on a booze run.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Cool, so I like cool. it. I enjoyed the setting. I had a lot of fun with it. I hope you guys did too. Let's do it again. Next week, Dungeon World?
Yes.
Dungeon World?
Yeah, we'll go back to Dungeon World. We'll find out where y'all got transported to. After you put the axe and the amulet on the statues,
yep.
Your characters were transported away.
Bracelet.
And we will find out
my bracelet.
Where you went and what happens.
Cool.
So there you go. And hopefully Todd will come back and play again after.
I am.
He was so disappointed after the last
game. Killed him in the first round of the first game. Did you get to roll dice? I don't remember.
No, I got killed first. Morgan.
Twice?
Morgan the
twice
wizard.
Yeah, but he got killed the first
time. Yeah, but you're now a paladin, right?
Yeah, I am now.
Make it sound like it's my fault.
No.
You killed him.
No,
you killed
no more Morgan. Descriptions. It's just you're dead because Roy doesn't like descriptions
no,
of death.
No, that's not what I said.
No, yeah, that's what
no,
you said.
No.
Since when did you listen to what Roy says?
Never. We've been going on and on and on. Jason's over there trying to figure out what he can do with his statue. And turn into
Phelan statue.
Okay, say goodnight, gang. Goodnight.
Goodnight, gang.
Hey.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Good game, Roy.
Thank you, guys.
Auf Wiedersehen.
I really enjoyed running the Deadlands Noir game. I can't say that enough. One other quick thing. The Noir setting book has a section on how to generate a mystery. I was having trouble putting together the game and used their method to get started. I ended up not using the entire mystery that was generated, but once it got me going, I had everything I needed. Most importantly, my players gave me a ton of story to develop. Now, next week, it's back to Dungeon World. I wonder, if I can go back and get that bracelet. Send us some feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Deadlands, Deadlands Noir, and Savage Worlds are trademarks of Pinnacle Entertainment Group.